Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one like you.
I'm so glad.
There's no God that's
you may be let down before.
There's no Amen, amen, amen. There's no one like you. There's no one like you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than minister, co-pastor, the other life-changing word that is shared on the broadcast with me every day is none other than my lovely wife, none other than minister, co-pastor, Katrina Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We appreciate you. We love you so much for joining in and tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell them to call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Come on in and join in on the conversation on this morning. There is a life-changing word. We have none other than our brother, our friend, none other than Pastor Bryant Montgomery. Pastor Bryant Montgomery will be joining us here shortly on our Man Up Monday. It is Man Up Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, all of our men that are part of the broadcast, all you guys that's out there. We thank you so much for joining in because we believe that this word is a word of strength, it's a word of power to strengthen these men, strengthen us as men. We need that word. We need to hear a sound doctrine. We need to hear a word of power to increase us on our journey, on our walk throughout this life. We need to hear that we're able to stand in that thing that the enemy thinks that he can use as a weapon against it. So this morning, I want to thank you guys so much for being a part of this. All of our men that are listening, we thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We love you so much. We encourage you, we strengthen you, and empower you through the Word of God on this morning is our sincere prayer. Listen, guys, before we go any further, let us go into effectual further prayer on this morning. Let us talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Master, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opening of our eyes, God, the closing us in our right minds, God, the activities of our limbs, God, our ability, Father God, to be able to operate, move, and breathe, God, in this atmosphere that you have set and orchestrated in our life. God, we thank you, God, for every situation and circumstance that attempted to come against our life, God. God, to make us fall and give in and throw in the towel. But Father, your hand of mercy and your hand of grace was not only just on our life, God, but it was in our life. And for that, we give you praise. For that, we give you glory. For that, we give you honor. For that, we say thank you. For it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. And Father, it is without you we are nothing. So we thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. So, God, we pray today that those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning, God, that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, reach into that place, God, where they are. God, the noisome pestilence, silence, God, the chaos in their mind, silence, and God, the thing that's on their hearts, God, that's keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning, God, silence that thing. God, give them the ability to stand in who you are and who they are in you. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would just wrap your loving arms around him and encourage him and empower him. Is our prayer on today in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We would like to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in that is overseas. We thank you so very much for being a partner with us on this morning. We want to make sure to let you guys know that we are praying for you. Know that we are consistently and constantly praying for you. You are on our hearts on a day-to-day basis. You are we're calling on the name of the Lord. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in my name, then I am in the midst. And we are believing God for great things as you guys do the missionary work that you do overseas. All of our great pastors and missionaries that are over there, we thank you so much for the work that you do. We thank you that you don't take your hand from the plow. We thank you that you consistently and constantly stay in the position in the place that God has called you into. We thank you for keeping a mind in Christ Jesus that you can be able to continue to work the work of him that sent you while it is day. For when night comes, no man can work. We thank you for it. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for not taking your hand off the plow and continuing the work. And we know that your job is not easy. We know that there's a great undertaking that you do. And we know that the taskmasters of that region that you're in, that taskmasters are where you are. We realize those their hearts are not with you, their minds are not with you, their prayers are not with you, their thoughts are not with you. In fact, they are the reason why it's so hard for you to get to the place where you need to be. So we're praying for you. Know that we are praying for you. Know that we're interceding and calling on the name of the Lord for you. Know that we have our mind and our hearts with you, and that God has his hand on your life. Know that all those things that you're going through, you're not going through it by yourself. We're here with you, amen. We're here with you to encourage you, inspire you, and strengthen you is what we do. So we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. And I want you guys that are under the sound of our voice, continue to pray for our brothers and sisters that are over doing missionary works over in these countries, our pastors that are over evangelizing the lost, compelling them to come to Christ. Continue to pray for them. These countries, when you go into your prayer time, make sure you lift these countries up. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Bulgaria. And we have Russia. Guys, continue to lift these countries up in prayer. Continue to call in the name of the Lord for these countries. We have a hard enough job as it is for us to be doing what we do. But for them to be overseas and to be operating in that place overseas, it is a hard undergoing. It's a hard undertaking. So please continue to pray for them. Continue to encourage, inspire, and strengthen them. Amen. Our word for this morning, this is our verse for this morning. Our verse for this morning will be coming from Jeremiah 30 and 17. It says, "For I will restore the health to you, and your wound I will heal, declared the Lord, because I have called you an outcast, for they have called you an outcast. It is in Zion for whom no man cares." God is letting us know that in this hour, in this time, in this place, in this dispensation of time, that his hand is on our life. Don't worry about what you see. He is going to heal the brokenhearted. He is going to restore that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. He is going to restore you back to life. He's going to pull you from out of that place of desolation and hurt. He's going to pull you into the mindset that you can be okay. The thing that meant to kill you, that thing that meant to take you out, you're going to be okay. You're going to bounce back from this. You're going to be restored in this season. Don't worry about what you see right now, because I understand that what you see right now, it seems like it is bigger than you. It's supposed to. I'm going to give you some real good news. It's supposed to. What's the God of what passes up? How is that good news? It's bigger than you. If anything that's bigger than you got to realize that God will send something bigger to you, bigger than you, to increase you so you can be better. Come on here. Just because it hurts right now, just because it's in pain right now, just because it's a difficult place right now, don't mean that it's not going to. It's not going to get better. Any of my sisters out there is mentioning under the sound of my voice, childbirth is a painful thing. Childbirth is one of the most hardest things that I think that a human being can go through, is to have the birth of a child. But watch this thing. Let me help you to you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, put you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on this morning. Let me give you a little bit of help as you go along the way. Watch this. After you've given all of that pushing and all that time in it that you've been in labor, some of the women say they've been in labor for 6 hours, 16 hours to 24 hours. I get that. I get the pain that you've been in for all that time. But watch this. After all of that work, after all of that pushing, after all of that you've done, you produce a beautiful baby. You produce this beautiful child after all of that pushing and all of that hurt that you went through. Guess what? That's what God wants to do for you. God wants to give you the understanding that I can push through. If you can push through this, if you can go ahead on and ride through this, he said that I will. He said, I'm going to heal you. He said, I'm going to heal your wounds, all of your wounds, all of those broken and torn down places. I'm going to heal your broken places. I'm going to give you strength in your time where you're weak. I'm going to build you up in your time where you cannot stand on your own. I will be there. I will gird you up. He said, I'll gird you up. I will build you up. I will strengthen you in that place where you think that you can't keep on going. God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is trust him in the midst of the hurt. Trust him in the midst of the pain. I promise you, my friend. I promise you, my sister. I promise you, my brother, that you will see the good. You will eat the good of the land in the land of the living. You will see the good in the land of the living. You're going to eat good today. You're going to partake of the goodness of the Lord. He's going to provide a way out of no way for you. Only thing you got to do is just continue to walk therein and know that he is able to do what he said he's going to do for you. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys remember, you listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Now remember to share that number too. It's 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Those of you all would like prayer, press 1 for prayer. Or if you just want to share your testimony, remember, share that number. Call a friend, tell a neighbor. We're on the air, the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody. Final. who paid the price. There's only one. If you know there's only one, make some noise.
God has given us the grace and given us that mercy that we are not consumed, that meaning that this is the reason why that we still live, and this is the reason why we still breathe. And I just thank God for his faithfulness and how he continues to remain faithful unto his children despite the odds. And God continually show his children what love truly looks like. I think one of the biggest things as it relates to areas in our life that we need healing and that we need deliverance is a lot of the root causes has been come from a lack of love and a lack of consistency of someone showing or displaying unto us what true love really looks like and really bearing fruit in our life as it relates to love, that we may proceed or go on in healing, and that we can proceed and go on in deliverance. And this season, God is wanting to show his faithfulness like never before. And what God is asking of his children in this hour, in this day, and in this season is to open up and to receive of him, and to receive his love, and to not harden your heart, not to quench him when he visits you. Many times that there has been situations where God has desired to come, and he's knocked at the door, and he's tried to speak, or he's tried to come and to dwell with you, but since we knew not who he really was, or wasn't in a position of heart or a position of mind to really come into to come into fellowship with him in those moments, sometimes it's been that we've been too busy, or the cares of life have taken us from his presence, or issues of heart and issues as it relates to the circumstances in our life have drawn us away. Oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. Due to the issues that we have had since little children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that hindered us from really knowing what true love is. And God is saying today that he desires to come in. He desires to sup. He desires to really true and commune with his children in this hour. God has something that that he wants to say. God has something that he wants to speak. But the first thing he wants us to do is open up. He wants us to open up, and he's wanting us to receive. It's one thing is that you can receive a gift, but if you never open it up, you really never get to experience the fullness of what that gift can be in your life. I would even think or take it into example, when we receive a gift and if that gift sits there, we never unwrap it. It could be something that we can really need. It could be something that's very valuable, that would be very valuable to our life or add to our life. But if we never open it up just to see, oh God, Father God says, even if you would taste and that you would see that I am good, God wants you to experience him. He wants you to experience. And anybody know what an experience is? Experience is just not, hallelujah, glory to God, something that you just feel, but something when you go through and you experience. It's like you get the full totality of what that thing is. That meaning that you can understand. It's something that's memorable. I think the first time that we went to Disney World, it was an experience. It was a feeling. It was a sensation. It was something so memorable. It pulled you in. It was inviting. I remember when we first got there, and the people were standing at the gate, and they were welcoming us. And you had Minnie and Mickey, and all these different characters that you see on TV, and it was fireworks and all of these different things that cause you and begin to minister to you as in a way of to bring forth joy and to bring forth excitement to your heart and all of those kind of things, and it filled a part of you that could not be compared to anything else. And this is the experience that God wants us to have. God wants us to be fulfilled. God wanted us to be whole. God wanted us to be fully living in a fruitful and joyous way. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, hallelujah, glory to God, that today is the day that you're saying in your heart, that you're saying, Lord, I open up to you, glory to God. I receive of you. God wants to give some things to you. He wants to download some things to you in this season. Amen. Hallelujah. God given me the scripture, and I'm going to be in Psalms 24. And God is in this season. He's just asking us to open up. And the scripture, in this scripture, we're going to start at verse 7, amen, and we're going to go back a little bit. And this verse is one of my favorite verses. And in this verse, as I was sitting down and I was asking the Lord, what is it that he would have me to say to his children today? And as I was going through, I had something else, but then he downloaded this. He downloaded this in my spirit, and this is so fitting for such a time as this. God had told me this in this season. He was saying that the enemy in this season, he's playing for keeps. And anybody know what playing for keeps is? I remember as a child, we used to play different games, and if we had toys that somebody else wanted, I remember the biggest thing out when I was a kid is Pokemon cards. And I remember we would play different games, and we would war against each other with these Pokemon cards, and whoever won would be able to keep the other child's card. And this was a big tradition that was going on. As it relates to when we were kids. And I remember it was a big thing to be able to play and to get those cards. And once you get those cards, it didn't matter how much they cried, don't matter how much they screamed about it, and things like that. The rules of the game was that if you won, you got to keep that Pokemon card. Amen. And so with that, this is the same thing. Hallelujah. As if we continue to play with the enemy. Amen. I'm telling you that God has said that the enemy is playing for keeps. This came so clearly to me that he's playing for keeps. If we continue to allow ourselves to play with those devices, keep going back to the things that God has called us from, and we keep and entertaining those things in our mind, keep entertaining those things in our flesh, and going back and playing with the sins of old in the name of Jesus. The Word of God even talks about going back to your vomit. Ah, Shabbat. It's something about it is this. If you think about vomit, it's something that is old waste that comes out of you. It's spoiled food. And then it's no good for consumption. But literally what God is saying, that you'll go back to something that you know that is no good for you, that has no nourishment, that has no in the but you'll go back to it because it nourishes a part of you, hallelujah, the part that he desires to heal, a part of you that he desires to make whole and to bring you into a place of new. And since it's a familiar thing, hallelujah, glory to God, that you continue to go back to it. But God has said, no, wake up, and to really see. And in this scripture, God gives us instructions. He says in the scripture, and I'm going to start right here at verse 7, and it says, lift up your hands, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors. Hallelujah. And it says that the King of glory may come in. It says, who is this King of glory? It says, and I love about this scripture because it gives the attributes of who he is, and God always reminds us who he is. I love it. This is that us as believers, we never have the issue of really knowing who God is if we open up our word and we truly read the word of God. God will let us know who he is. He will show us who he is and what he can do. And I love it in this. It says that the Lord is strong and he is mighty. Hallelujah. And it says this. It says the Lord mighty and in battle. Oh, God. In this season, there has been great warnings. There has been great warnings of the mind. There has been great warnings of the flesh. There have been great warnings, hallelujah, in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we feel as if that we don't know how to get a prayer through. It's the demonic forces that are in some of you guys' home. Amen. It's like there's no, I don't care how long you stay, you try to pray. It's like there's a heaviness, oh God, that comes and that tries to come and sit on you. But God is saying, if you were to lift up, amen, hallelujah, if you were to lift up your gates, what are these gates? The gates of your heart. All right, God said, if you would give me your heart, if you would give me access into those areas, into those territories that you have allowed walls to be built up, where people have crushed your spirit and people have spoken curses over your life and you have been hurt and you have been rejected and people have cast you aside, or even accepted you. But God has said, if you would open up your gates and to begin to lift up the gates and allow me to come in. God says, I stand at the door. The word of God says, I stand at the door and I knock. God is wanting to come in. He said, if any man open up to me, he said, I will come in and I will dwell. I will sup with him. Hallelujah. I love it. This is that God desires. God is, I love this song that says that God is relentless. He is relentless. That the word of God says that he will not relent. Hallelujah. And so he has it all. That means that he seeks after the heart of his children. He seeks after the heart because he knows if he comes in, there's so much more that he can do. It's only so much that someone can do on the outside. It's just like if you call somebody to do a service all from you, they cannot do anything unless you let them in. This is why even when a cable man comes to your house, if nobody's there to let the cable man in, there's only so much work that he can do on the outside. But you have to allow the cable man to come in so he can make all the connections, so he can route everything, so you can have good connections and that you can have enjoyment with the cable that you desire. And this is the exact same thing God is saying. God said, I can only do so much from the outside, but I need for you to let me in. I need for you to give me access to your inner parts. I need you to give me access to your mind. I need you to give me access to your heart. I need you to give me access to your spirit
with me. I need you to give me access to your soul, that you may have, that you may walk in full and total deliverance, that you may walk in full and total healing, that you may walk in full and total soundness of mind. Someone is battling in their mind. Someone is battling in their spirit. Hallelujah. But God said, no, once you give me access, I will come in. I will fix it. I will reroute the things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The attack that the enemy has had upon your life, the weight, hallelujah, of the demonic forces that has been impending on your life, that has been sitting on your life. I am a breaker in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I have the breaker's anointing where I will literally destroy, God, in the name of Jesus, I will destroy those spirits. I will destroy, hallelujah, glory to God, those spirits, those generational curses, those things that permeate on the inside that you wonder, Lord God, how long will this continue in my life, God? God, I'm seeking you for deliverance. I'm seeking you for this. But God says one thing, you keep saying, you keep speaking it out your mouth, but you have not truly given me access unto the depth of your heart. You have not given me access to the fullness of you. Hallelujah, glory to God. I know even I used to be in IT at my job, and with IT is that what they do is that they want you to give them total access because they're not present right where you are, but they can give, if you give them access, they can work from wherever they are. And we know that our God is a God that is omnipresent, that he can be in many places at one time. He's just like a natural IT, to where if you give him access and you give him reign in your life, he will begin to take over and fix your issue. He will begin to take over and fix those places in your life. And God is just saying, no, give me access. You open up to me. He even gives attributes in the as a way of what he would do and who he is. He said, I'm the Lord. He said, the Lord who's strong and mighty. What is strength? Amen. Hallelujah. So those things, that those strong things, though, that strong man that is in your life, the word of God said, unless you bind up the strong man, he will begin to plunder your goods. This is a season, amen, that if you open up, God will become and to bind up the strong man, that now that you may be able to go forth, that he will bind up the strongholds that are in your mind, to bind up the strongholds that are in your heart, to bind up the strongholds that are in, that's working in your life, that's even underneath your roof. Somebody even said it today, my children, hallelujah, glory to God, they're going to disarray. You can even begin to discern that if they continue down this path, God has even dealt with you as it relates to things that you have saw concerning them. But God said, if you will begin to open up to me, I will give you the word. Hallelujah, glory to God. I will give you the insight. I will give you the instruction that can lead them from out of their place of Egypt, that will lead them out of the place of wilderness to bring it into the place of promise. But God said, no, you're void of understanding. You're void of me because you have not given me access. But the Lord said, but I am strong and I am mighty. But even in this, he says that, it says that the Lord, your God, is mighty in battle. Some of us have been facing fierce wars in the realm of the spirit. God is saying that, no, that this, we always sing the song with Yolanda Adams, the battle is not yours. And it feels good that, oh, God, this battle is yours. This battle is yours. This battle. But the thing about it is that God is saying this, is that there's many words. There's many words, but there's no action behind those words. God is saying there's many words in this season. You have said, you have proclaimed, that you have declared, but you have not given me access. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Every time I come, you continually harden your heart. Every time I begin to speak, you turn a dull ear to me. But God said, no, not in this season. You will not, I shut it up, I said, you will not proceed. You will not be able to go forward unless you open up to me. Hallelujah, glory to God. I don't care what prophecy, I don't care who come and declare X, Y, and Z in your life. God says, today, if you do not give me access, you will not be able to fulfill the totality of whatever promise that has been impended on your life. God saying, it's me first. It's about me first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not about the blessing. It's not about the promise. It's not about any of those kind of things. But God has said, no, I want you to want me. I want you to want me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, lift up your heads, O gate, and lift them up, O ancient doors. It says that the King of glory may come in. Oh, God, I love this. It's because he said that he's a king of glory. And what is the glory of God? Anytime that the glory of God is present, you know that there is change. You know, hallelujah, glory to God, there is evidence of manifestation of God somewhere because the glory has entered the building. The glory is present. Hallelujah, glory to God. God's glory does manifest. Anytime that you give something glory, it has to be something that is worthy of praise, that has been worthy of acknowledgement. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so when he enters in, there will be something that will change. There will be something, hallelujah, glory to God, that will be displayed on the inner as well as the outer. Because when glory comes, glory is something that can be seen. There's something that glory is something that can be discerned. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so when you allow the Lord to come into your life, then glory hits your life, meaning this, that there are things that's going to shift, that literally you will find yourself not even realizing the manner of person, the change that you've been designed, the change that you've been asking God for. Then you will begin to able to experience it, because when you allow the glory to come into your life, everything else has to shift. Everything else has to shift. Somebody can say that today. When the glory comes in my life, everything else has to shift. And who is the glory? God is the glory. Hallelujah, glory to God. It says this. It says, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. It says, he is King of glory. The Lord of hosts. I love it. Is this in the scripture where it talks about that our God is the God of angel armies. And in this season that God is wanting to heal, God is wanting to heal those areas. Hallelujah, glory. How as we as the believer, as we as the one that has been called and that has been appointed, amen, to be a son or a daughter of the Most High King, how are we living, amen? If you think about it, is your daddy the king, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, why are you living like the peasant? Why are you living like the commoner, amen? But you're royal, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Why are you not reaping the benefits? What comes with these benefits? God said the benefits are my peace, my provision, my love, my grace, and my mercies. Not only that, amen, hallelujah, my favor. Hey, God, some of us literally, there are things that we're designed to do, amen, but favor is not attached to our life. Yeah, Shabbat. Provision is not tapped into our life because we're living raggedy. Shit. We have not submitted unto the will and to the purpose of God for our life in the fullness. But we want to go on and we want to proceed as if that's what we're doing. But instead of truly coming to a place of repentance and say, God, forgive me. And then beginning to yield unto the leading and to the instructions of the Lord. How do I receive? Somebody needs some practicality. How do I receive instructions from the Lord? Because I've been praying. But see, the thing about it is this. We are, as believers, one of the biggest things that we have the hardest time doing is reading our word. We have the hardest time reading our word. We want to go here. We want to go there. We want the prophet to prophesy to us and tell us what's out next. We want to be connected to this. We want to be connected to that one because they got a straight line to God. But let me tell you how they got that line. It was through prayer and word. Huh? And without not coupling the two, amen, there wouldn't be no straight line. Because without the word, hallelujah, glory to God, you can't even pray effectively. God is leading us back to a place of just fundamental things, rebuilding the foundation thing. Somebody on today just need their foundation to be rebuilt. God said, get back in your word. Begin to I declare even now, our God, I declare even now that God is how can I say? He's enlarging the capacity to receive of him and your desire to receive of him. I remember our old leaders used to always say, if you're hungry, you're going to go eat. If you're thirsty, you're going to go drink something. And I declare right now that God is refilling, is rekindling your desire, your hunger, and your thirst for the word of God, for the truth of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we give God glory and we give God honor. God is just saying today, if you would just allow him to come in, if you would just give him access,
there's so much more that he could do inside. Amen. He could do so much inside. There's only so much. He wants to hear the bitterness. Oh, God. He wants to hear the bitterness. He wants to hear the bitterness that's on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you can begin to forgive, that you can begin to let go, that you can go and live your best life. I know this a song in the world says I'm living my best life, but you can't live your best life toe up. You can't live your best life with issues of heart, issues of mind, for unforgiveness. You can't live your best life, amen, because I don't care how long you try to get away with it, but until you begin to deal with it, it only grows worse. It's just like a just like an infection. It's like gangrene, like it begins to spread. Oh God, yeah, Shabbat. Literally to the thoughts won't even begin to leave. I don't care how much you begin to try to shake it, but the thoughts won't even leave your mind about what they did or what happened or X, Y, and Z. Amen. Then literally it begins to grow. It's literally people that's filled with the Holy Ghost that has bitterness in their heart. How can those two things match? How can the Holy Spirit move? You literally hindered the Spirit of God. Somebody needs to say, God, I receive you. I receive you today. I open up the gates of my heart that I may be able to receive my healing, that I may be able to receive my deliverance. Hallelujah. So I want to pray for someone today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hear the Lord say that I want to pull down the walls. I want to pull down the strongholds. He said, but I cannot do it from the outside. Somebody needs to say, I let you in today, God. I let you in today. I let you in today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare that the Holy Spirit is right where you are, that he is filling, hallelujah, your dwelling place. Amen. I don't care if it's your car. I don't care if it's your house. I don't care if it's at your job. God, if you would just lift your hands, amen. Even if you're not in a place where you can lift your hands, I say if you lift a finger, you know, the church finger, amen. If you would lift a finger even at your desk, Abba, Shororobo Sheba. Hallelujah, God. God is meeting you right where you are. Ha Sheba. So I know one of the biggest things is that sometimes that we desire someone to feed us the words or tell us what it is that we need to say to God. But the thing about it is that God said that you already know what it is that you need to say to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, just speak to me. Speak, speak, speak. Begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice unto the Father. Hallelujah. And now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Every part of control that he's had over your mind, every part of control that he's had over your heart and your will on today, in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that you're making a conscious decision. In the name of Jesus, to seek all that you have in God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. And I declare in this season that you shall see God's hand like never before. You shall experience it supernatural like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, that there will be evidence in your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that the King of glory has been there. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you even now. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen, 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 and amen. Such a powerful, powerful word.
Pastor Montgomery said, I want to call you apostle, sir. I don't know why, but I every time I sit back and I hear the word apostle, whenever, even when I first put your number into my phone, I put it as Apostle Montgomery, and I don't know why I did that.
Well, man of God,
yeah,
you know what? It's so funny. This is that this is what I can say is this, is that now this is a word that has been spoken over my life quite a few times. But the thing about it is this, that you as a as believers, we have to know what season that we're walking in, right?
Yes,
you know, we have to remain true. And I believe is that even that David was anointed king, but there was appointed time for David to walk into his mantle, right? So I received the word, and I'm not revoking the word, but there was a season, my season. Mm-hmm. I can say that my season has not come, but I am walking towards it. Amen. So
yes,
I received the word, but I know that my season has not come.
And like I said, that's what I'm hearing. When I first put your number in, I was like, my God, I'm putting in apostle. I said, you know, and I was like, Jesus, wait a minute. I say, you know, and I was, and it was just so ironic that the word that you spoke today was so powerful, man. I'm just saying, it was just one of those. This is one of those words when it was just a fresh download, like you said this morning, that God just deposited right into the people on this morning. This is what they needed to hear in this season. This is what they needed to hear in this hour, and the relationship. And you talked about, what really blessed me was you talked about how the cable man can do so much on the outside, but to get the real connection, he has to come inside. We've been living on the outer court experience for too long. It's time for us to get into that inner court relationship with God, to where we have to do the work. There's has to be the work.
Yeah.
You got to get messy now. You got to get messy.
Yeah.
Deliverance is a messy thing, you know. And that's one of the things that my bishop would tell us all the time. Deliverance is not a pretty thing. Deliverance is not a pretty thing, especially when it's a generational deliverance. This ain't just no child's play. You going in for the devil head. You ain't going in to play no games. You ain't going in to try to make him feel like you need to feel no kind of. You going in and you're taking his head, and you're going in and you're coming out with the victory. And that's what you gave this morning. You gave the people of God, you gave them their victory on this morning. This is the season for us to get back into that position, back in that place. And that's the scripture that just kept ringing in my ears: seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. We seek after stuff and forget to seek after God's face. It's his heart that we need. It's his heart that we need. If we get his heart, you can get his hand, you can get his mind, you can get all of it. But you have to seek his heart first. And that's what you shared with us on this morning. God bless you, man. God bless you. We appreciate you so much, man, for the word that you shared. We appreciate you so much for what you gave to the people on this morning. Let us pray for you, man. Let us pray for you. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare that you have instilled in this place right now with the man of God. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you will restore unto him, God, everything that he has poured out to the people. Father, our prayer is that you would build him in his most holy faith, God. God, give him the strength, God, to continue to stand in the fight. Yea, though the fight may be great, issues and circumstances may be great, God, but you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Trust and know, God, that you're able to do all things, God, through Christ that has strengthened him. We thank you for, God, the instruction of the word, the empowerment of the word, the grace of the word, the wisdom of the word, God, that you have placed inside of the man of God, that he is able to continue the fight, God, and go on and do what you have commanded for him to do. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Montgomery, go ahead and share your church information, how they can get in contact with you. And I know you just wrote the book, so could you just let them know that information and let them know how they can get that information? Pastor Montgomery, are you there? I think we lost Pastor Montgomery. Hold on, we're gonna take a quick musical break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
You already know though. Check it out. Hey, they wanna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, the rest of my life. I'ma be
loving you. Now everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'ma be loving you
all of my life, the rest of the life.
I'll be loving you
all of my life, the rest of my life.
I wanna show you that it's
certain. Okay.
When my hands up, we call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh dear.
And I ain't got.
feel. Gimme, gimme, gimme purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything you say, believe her. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear, that's for sure.
Well, sit on the ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'ma be loving you
all my life.
I'll be loving you
all
of the life. Well, now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I will be loving you
all of the life.
I'll be loving
you all of the life.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. Welcome back. Apologies. Listen, we had lost Pastor McGovern, but please make sure you guys reach out to him and inquire of the services that he provides. You can go to his Facebook page. It's Bryant, that's B-R-Y-O-N Montgomery. You can go to his Facebook page. Please make sure that you guys connect with him and link with him and inquire on some of the services that he provides. He has some great things that he's doing, him and his lovely wife, Dr. Erica Montgomery. She is also they're a great team together. She is also has some great things as well. You can get in contact with her through Pastor Montgomery as well. Connect with the man of God and make sure that you guys link up with him and get some of this information that they provide. They provide some fantastic services. Mentorships programs, I mean, from everything from books to just a wide variety of things that they provide. Please make sure you guys go to his page, and that is Bryant Montgomery. That's B-R-Y-O-N Montgomery, and get in contact with him and make sure that you guys connect with him. I am just excited about being connected with these great people of God. His wife has been on Women's Day program, Women's Day Thursday. She's been a part of that. Fantastic woman of God, fantastic man of God. We love them so much. We love being a part of people who have such great relationship, not just with us, but with God. You don't find that very often when you have people who have the heart of God, have the mind of God, have the mentality and just want to chase after God's heart. And that's what the man and woman of God, they do. I appreciate them so much. We love them so much for being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Every time we ask them, there's always a yes. And we thank God for that yes that they give. Amen. Amen. We're going to go ahead and go into our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer. For those of you all who are seeking prayer on this morning, we will be going into that. For those that are in that want to have a closer relationship with the Lord, those of you all who are looking for a closer connection with the Lord, this is the opportunity that we give extend to you. We extend to you an invitation to get a relationship with God, to connect with God. Pastor Montgomery was talking about this morning about allowing God in. This is that time to allow God in. We need to open up and allow him into that place on this morning. So this is our opportunity. This is our chance to allow him in. So let us read the scripture. Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. It says, confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead. And when you confess, you will be saved. You will be saved. Now, listen, those of you all who are under the sound of our voice this morning, those of you all who know that you need that connection with God, that you know that you need that relationship, that coming to a better understanding in God, this is that opportunity. This is that chance. This is that chance. Only thing you have to do this morning is surrender. One of the most important things that we have to do in this hour is surrender unto God. Surrender ourselves unto God. Surrender your heart unto God. Surrender your mind unto God. Surrender your works unto God. Just surrender who you are unto God. Because in this season, in this time that we're in, I'm going to tell you right now, the devil has so many devices. He has so many things that's out there that will try to keep you from being in the place that you need to be in God. It will try to keep you from having that relationship, that connection that you need with God. But watch what God does. God will give you this opportunity right now. He will send you an opportunity. He will send you a chance to connect. Now watch this. This is even an opportunity for those of you all who have fallen away to reconnect with God. Come on here. Let me help you real quick. Those of us that have fallen away, I was one of the ones that fell away. I was a backslider. Come on. But the Bible tells us that he's married to the backslider. So no matter where you may find yourself at this morning, no matter what condition you may have done it last night, but watch this. God says to you this morning that it's an opportunity for you to come closer to me right now. No matter where you may have fallen, no matter how you have fallen, no matter what you have fallen into, God says, when you come into me and repent and ask for forgiveness and turn from your ways. Come on, turn from those wicked ways. Watch what he has. Watch what he does. He said, I will gather you up like a hen gathering up his chicks, and you will be safe in my arms. I will protect you. Now don't get it twisted. Now the enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. His total goal is to try to take you out. But watch this. When you're in the safety of God, guess what God does? God will put a protective covering. Now here's a hedge around your life to keep you from getting caught up in the things. Watch this. That was designed to take you out. But watch what God does. God will help you. He will provide for you. He will meet you at that most broken place, and he will recover you. This is a place, this is a time of recovery. This is the season of recovery. Those of you all who want to be recovered, come on, lend me your heart this morning. Lend me your heart this morning as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these vessels that are under the sound of our voices this morning. God, those that are on their breaking point, seeking, Father, to be closer to you, they're seeking to have a better relationship with you, seeking to have a kindred connection with you. God, to have a more defined connection with you. God, this morning, we thank you right now, God, for opening up the ways, oh God, for them right now that they be able to walk therein into the place where you have promised them that they could walk. Give them strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore them, God, in their most weakened and broken places. God, build them up on their most lean side, God. God, those who have hearts and minds, God, that are being captive by the ways and the mindset of the enemy. God, we pray freedom over their lives right now. Release them into your care right now, God. Release them into that place, God, of freedom. God, the Bible says who the Son has set free is free indeed. Lord, allow them to walk into their liberty right now in the mighty and outstretched hand of Jesus on this morning. God, build them up, God. Strengthen them, God. God, allow them to rise from this place, oh God. God, and be able to walk into you. Father, our prayer this morning, God, as we pray and declare the scripture that they confess with their mouth and believe with their hearts that Jesus died and he was raised from the dead and they are now saved. God, thank you for the safety that is in their life right now, a safe place, God. God, you are a strong tower, and they can run and hide in you now, God, in the safety of your arms. God, and we thank you for it right now as we declare it over their life. God, we thank you for them lifting and receiving you right now. God, receiving you afresh in their lives right now. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer, and we say amen, amen, and amen. God, we pray for those that are in judicial and mayoral positions. God, we pray, God, for our doctors and our lawyers, God, our pastors and preachers and apostles and men and women of God and evangelists that's across this country. God, we lift them up. We pray that you would put your protective hands over them, cover them, keep them. God, it's our prayer. God, keep them safe in your arms, God. God, that all things are working for their good. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys. We thank you so very much for being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, we're just excited about what God is doing. And remember, those of you all who would like to share in your giving and your sowing, this is your sowing opportunity. If you guys would like to share, you can make sure, please go to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020 to sow a seed into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. What you sow to us, we sow into others. This is how God has given it to us to do, for us to sow into others, that others may be able to sow into someone else. And that's how the reaping of the harvest takes place. When you sow into one and you receive the harvest that you continue to sow, because your seed continues to feed and continues to feed. And that's what God has shown us to do. So please make sure that you sow your gift on this morning. And again, that is $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. I want to give three keys as well for those of you all who have just came on after we have given the Overcomers Prayer. Make sure that you find your church home. Get you a really good church home. We are here. We are also the pastors of Worldwide Gospel Connection. Myself and Co-Pastor Douglas, we are the pastors of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Pastors of the Abba House International. We are pastors there. We pastor there. Please make sure that you, those of you all who would like to, go to the Abba House page and connect with us there. We have Bible study on Tuesday, and we have Sunday services on Wednesday. We're going to bring back our intercessory prayer on Monday. We're bringing that back. We're working on getting that back up and running. But we have those two services right now. That is our Tuesday night Bible study and our Sunday morning services. You can connect with us on the Abba House Facebook page on Facebook, and we will just connect there and just click and join us, and we would love to have you guys be a part of our Bible study and our Sunday morning service. God has really blessed us to be able to be a mouthpiece, and we're just excited that God has blessed us to be able to speak life into those who need life spoken into them. Amen. Also, remember that to get you a really good Bible, get you a good Bible. That Bible is going to be your lifeline. When you come into the fullness of Christ, that Bible is your lifeline. You need that lifeline. You need to get that word. Put that word into your heart. Put that word into your mind. Put that word into your spirit. Walk with that word. That word is the thing that you need. That word is the thing that you need. And the most important thing, when you get connected to that church, make sure that church that you are connected with, that pastor has the heart of God. I know it's kind of hard for us to kind of know that because, you know, the COVID-19 it's not allowing us to be in churches. But if you do desire to go, because there are some that are open, that are good, that you guys can go into, make sure that that pastor has the heart of God. Make sure you do your social distancing. Make sure you wear your mask as well. But make sure that that pastor has the heart of God. Make sure that pastor has the love and that fire for God. And make sure that they're preaching a real gospel. That's the reason why it's important to have that Bible. Because of that Bible, what he's preaching is not in that word. you might want to start looking for another church. Amen. But we want to make sure that we instill those attributes and those powers into you on this morning, that you'll be able to walk in the fullness of God and who God is and what he is doing in this hour. Amen. Also, this portion of the broadcast was brought to you by Core Gifted Gifts, which is Lady Douglas's business. You guys that are looking for that Calgon take me away moment, that relaxing bath, please feel free to get in contact with her. You could text the number 832-816-7997. That number again is 832-816-7997. You could text that number, or you could reach out to her through her email, and her email is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. You can connect with her there as well. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, to patronize her. Those of you all who like those relaxing baths, this would be the perfect thing for you guys, so you can get your relax on. Amen. We thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We love you so very much, and we look forward to you guys tuning in tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday. We're just excited about what God is doing, and we thank you guys for partnering up and being along for the ride. God bless you so much, and you guys have a fantastic day. We love you. We love you. We love you. Y'all have a blessed day. We'll talk with you real soon.
Completely.